You're listening to SBS News.
In the nation's new look pandemic-era parliament, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Tony Smith, encouraged patience as politicians digitally dialed in.
This is an unprecedented period in the life of the House, and we're all working together to enable the House to meet and conduct its essential business on behalf of the Australian people.
The first ever remote session of Parliament began with the Prime Minister making an apology.
I offer my apologies to the residents and families of those affected in those facilities. It was not good enough.
But as Scott Morrison said sorry for the failings in aged care, his minister fumbled the numbers again.
Every single one of those 385, 35, every one of those 335 deaths is an absolute tragedy.
Richard Colbeck struggled to explain the government's response in his sector completely overshadowed his apology for his performance at last week's Senate inquiry.
I should have had the data on Friday and I apologise for not having done that.
The Prime Minister was keen to point out the positive elements of the government's response during question time.
97% of the aged care facilities in this country have had no COVID cases amongst residents. 97%.
Meanwhile, calls are growing louder for the JobKeeper wage subsidy to be extended at its current rate of $1,500 a fortnight. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the economic cost of the pandemic is adding up.
COVID-19's been a wrecking ball through the global economy, and here in Australia, the economic cost has been immense.
But with Treasury forecasting up to 400,000 people will either lose their job or see their hours reduced to zero as a result of the restrictions in Victoria, Independent Senator Jackie Lambie says more needs to be done.
This is not something that we've seen going on when you set that amount 2 or 3 months ago when you decided you were going to change it. Well, things have not got better. And things aren't getting better tomorrow.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese agrees.
There's a clear case for JobKeeper to continue at the current rate whilst the current rate of unemployment is there.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.